Walmart will open a neighborhood market in Midtown St. Petersburg by January, providing 95 jobs in the area's only grocery store. This morning, more than 200 people stood in intermittent rain waiting for their chance to apply for one of the spots in the new store. Mary Cummings got there at 6:30 to beat the crowd. The elderly African-American woman said from a lawn chair that she already has a job at a laundromat, but isn't making enough money to support herself.
We ain't making no hours. 24 hours, we supposed to be full-time. There ain't no money. I need money I can make. I need 40 hours a week.
Standing next to her was 21-year-old Shahara Singletary. She said she just moved back from Mississippi after going to school there and is hoping for any job she can find.
I live actually like about 10 minutes away from here, but they have two other locations opening up in Largo and somewhere else. And if I have to go up there, I'll go up there also.
The story was much the same throughout the line. Midtown residents struggling to make ends meet, looking for whatever work they could find. After being criticized for not doing enough to keep the Sweet Bay supermarket that used to be in the shopping plaza where Walmart will soon open, city officials, including Mayor Bill Foster, congratulated themselves on the progress.
Today is all about this community that we love and call Midtown, and every single person standing on the sidewalk all the way down. Today is about you, because today you're going to go through this application process, and at the end of the rainbow, there will be jobs.
Officials have referred to Midtown St. Pete as a food desert since Sweet Bay closed its doors early this year. The Walmart neighborhood market that will open by January will provide an oasis in the community where many residents rely on public transportation or taxi cabs to grocery shop. Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch was one of several elected officials to work on bringing Walmart into the community.
The jobs are very important. The products and services are very important. Having fresh fruit and vegetables, nutrition is very important. All those things matter. But I think the other thing that this symbolizes, and folks ask, why was this so important? Why is this retail establishment so important? It symbolizes our vision for our community. And Mayor Baker talked about this a lot. He talked about a seamless St. Petersburg. In Pinellas County, we talk about a progressive Pinellas. Well, we cannot move forward and leave neighborhoods behind.
But not everyone is sold on the idea of Walmart being heralded as a win-win for Midtown. Kofi Hunt, a St. Petersburg activist, said the store's opening should coincide with other job creation opportunities that provide higher wage jobs and benefits.
I mean, Midtown has two critical issues. It's a food desert and it doesn't have living wages. Walmart seems to solve one problem, but it creates another problem that doesn't provide living wages. So I think that on one hand, it's a step in the right direction, but on the other hand, it's two steps backwards.
There are other projects officials hope will continue to revitalize the predominantly poor Midtown area. St. Pete City Council member Carl Nurse's district doesn't include the Walmart, but residents in his district would be among those who would shop and work there.
At First Avenue South, and 22nd Street, there's a building under renovation that an LED light manufacturer is moving in there, and St. Pete College is going to do the training. Come a couple blocks farther south, there's a brewery that's under construction there. That's going to be a craft brewery. You know, obviously you've got the Job Corps, and then and Sylvia's in Manhattan at 9th. The Bray Boys have just renovated two buildings. They're going to bring three businesses in there. And by the end of the year, the college is going to break ground on 45,000 square feet, and then Walmart. And so the pieces are, you know, the pieces are beginning to come together.
More than half of the people applying for the Midtown Walmart store won't be offered jobs, but other stores opening in the coming months throughout the county will offer as many as 400 more jobs. That includes stores in Largo, Clearwater, and Pasadena. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.